And many principals and teachers believe the reforms of the junior certificate to reduce the emphasis on written exams could be leaving older students, Leaving Cert students, unprepared for the more challenging Leaving Certificate. It's one of the findings in a study on the impact of those junior cert reforms being carried out by the University of Limerick for the State Advisory Body on the School Curriculum. And Professor Oliver McGarr from UL is Project Director of this research. Good morning, Professor McGarr.
Good morning, Anya.
Now, your study began in 2020. It's due to finish up this year. So tell us who you've surveyed and what you've found so far.
Yeah, this is a four-year longitudinal study. We've a representative sample of over 100 schools. And we've been engaging with teachers and principals in those schools for the last 4 years. This sample here, this is our third interim report that we're presenting today, and it's drawing on the survey data from the teachers in those 100 schools and also the interviews with the principals in those schools as well. Just to say, we also have in-depth case studies with other schools where we're interviewing parents, teachers, students and other stakeholders, and we'll be reporting on them in our next interim report.
So you're getting a pretty comprehensive picture there. Talk to us first about the positives of the junior cert reforms. What are people, teachers, principals been saying to you?
Yeah, well, the first thing to say is there's quite a diverse range of views in relation to the changes. We see a spectrum of teachers that are very supportive of the changes to teachers that are not so supportive. But in general, what we're seeing is a shift towards more active learning strategies in classrooms, towards more student-centered learning. And I think the introduction of the CBAs, the classroom-based assessment tasks, which are project-based learning that students undertake, that's certainly helping it, and it's really helping with student engagement. Now, there are issues and challenges associated with those CBAs, but the general feeling we're getting from teachers and principals, and particularly from the students when we're in the case study schools, is that they're very motivational and the students really enjoy doing them. The principals in particular also spoke about the students being more confident and having a greater voice, being able to speak more. And that's not surprising, given the key skills that the junior cycle tends to focus on, fields like communication and working with others. And obviously that has a spill-on effect as well to more positive teacher-student relationships. In our interviews with the principals, they would have reported on more positive student relationships with students and teachers.
And so that all sounds fantastic. What are the downsides?
Yeah, and this is an ongoing research study, and we'll be feeding this into the NCCA for their consideration. But the two main challenges we continuously see in this study relate to the misalignment between the goals and the teaching practices of the junior cycle and the assessment practices. So one of the key goals of the junior cycle was to shift learning away from rote learning and to engage students more and have more active learning. And that certainly seems to be taking place. But the assessment practices haven't changed sufficiently to match that. So teachers, for example, expressed dissatisfaction with the examination. They don't believe, for example, that the written exam captures the full extent of student learning. They're quite dissatisfied, for example, with the choice in the exam, with the grading bands that are used. And also, there's quite a lot of frustration and dissatisfaction with the weighting or the lack of weighting given to the CBAs. So these tasks, students put a huge amount of work in, okay. They're really engaged in them, but they're frustrated they're not actually being recognised at a state level.
And just finally then, that question I asked in the introduction, is this making a difference to pupils' preparedness for sitting the Leaving Cert, which is, you know, heavily a written exam, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've continuously seen in this. There is concern that, particularly from a content perspective, do students have sufficient levels of content for some subjects, not all subjects? It is interesting, though, that a lot of teachers and principals are reporting that students have some very important skills that they need to take on the challenges and demands of the Leaving Cert. And even though there is a concern about the transition from junior cycle to senior cycle, there doesn't seem to be any challenges or issues associated with the transition from primary school to secondary school. It seems that the junior cycle is quite good at helping that transition from primary school to secondary school. Now, we are going to be doing reporting on other data sets from this research study, where we're looking at student perspectives, particularly students that have completed the junior cycle and are now in senior cycle. And it'll be interesting to see what their thoughts are in relation to their preparedness.
Absolutely. And we look forward to talking to you again when you have your final report. Professor Oliver McGarr from the University of Limerick, thank you.